So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I mentioned that tourist tax now. The reason we are talking about it is because the Daily Mail have had sight of a briefing note prepared by officials for Peter Burke, who's the Minister for Enterprise and Tourism, which suggests that the government explore a so-called accommodation levy on hotels and short-term lettings. Michael Pidgeon is a Green Party councillor and he is with me in studio. Michael, do you think this is something the government should look at?
Yeah, definitely. I like a lot of people, if you travel, you generally often see this on a hotel or a hostel bill. I was in Amsterdam, I think it was a year or two ago for football. There was a little charge there. It turns out that's actually one of the highest charges in Europe, but I don't think we noticed it. It didn't put us off it. And you kind of understand in a fairly simple way that when you go there, you want to contribute something to the city beyond just the money you might spend getting food or drink, that there's some public contribution there to maintain the city in the same way that people who live in that city pay income tax and property tax and so on and so forth. As a tourist, you pay a small charge. I don't think anyone's talking about anything massive. When Dublin City Council modelled this about a year or two ago, they looked at 1% of the hotel bill would be what the charge was, and that would bring in just roughly about 12 million euro a year. So if you wanted, for example, with that 12 million, you could get 250 new street cleaners every year in Dublin, you know, working to clean up the city. So I think as a tourist, I've never minded in other places. When this story came out today, I did a bit of digging. It turns out 18 countries in the EU have it. So about 2/3 of EU countries have it. So we're in some ways, we're almost an outlier for not having it. I think it makes sense. I think people don't mind. And it would raise a bit of money to improve, in this case, Dublin, but any town or city around Ireland.
Yeah, look, a couple of euro might not put people off. But at the same time, the tourism industry is worth about 6.5 billion euro to the Irish economy. I mean, we get a lot of bang for the tourist buck already. Do we really need to squeeze them for a couple of euro more?
We definitely do. I don't see it really as squeezing people. I think, again, having paid it myself in a few different places at a higher rate than we consider here, I think it's just a reasonable contribution to the city or the area you're visiting. And you understand that tourism comes with a bit of an impact. It's mostly very, very positive. I'm one of those people who always helps out tourists if you see them looking lost on the street. It's always nice to have people come and visit. It's a compliment to come and visit your city. But at the same time, there are costs that come along with it. So it just seems reasonable. The city would have a small charge that they take. I think that kind of realm of like 1-5% makes sense.
Those tourists do it through sales taxes and things.
Absolutely.
I mean, they do massively contribute already to the exchequer.
Totally. But they're all things that also people who live in a city would also spend, and then people who live in Dublin would also contribute via income tax, local property tax if they own a business, rates. So it all kind of trickles through, that's true. But I think it's reasonable to say that a tourist who comes in, there'd be a little bit of direct public contribution.
They're not necessarily consuming things that people in the city would consume anyway. They're consuming the same type of stuff, but more of it. I mean, if the tourists weren't here, we wouldn't all be eating out every night of the week to make up for them.
That's true. But equally, there are some things that we do in Ireland that I think are pretty good for tourism, and rightly so. Like, we free museums. Like, again, when I was in Amsterdam, I was amazed how much you have to pay to go into some state-owned museums, whereas in Ireland, that's generally free. So I think it's a small enough charge. Individually, you probably wouldn't notice it much, but collectively, as a council, you could put it to really good use.
087 1400 106. If you've got a view and you want to share it, I'm sure, like Michael and like myself, many of you will have been to countries where when you're checking into the hotel or whatever it happens to be, you pay this extra few euro and maybe you didn't care, maybe it bothered you, whatever your view is. Gina Murphy is from Hugo's Restaurant, the owner there, chairperson of Tourist SOS as well. Gina, would you have concerns or reservations about a levy like this being introduced?
Well, I do, and I'm sorry to be up against you, Michael, on this one. And I understand the ethos behind it, but at the moment, and I think it's very well documented, that we are fighting such high rising costs in the tourism sector that this is just another tax on the tourist. And as it stands, like tourism, you know, every euro that's spent in the city, you know, 29% to 30% of that is on taxes. Now, as a whole, I understand when we travel that there, you know, I've been to the States, I've been to Europe, you know, you do pay tourism taxes in certain places, but we're not even giving the basics right now. And while I do work very closely with Dublin City Council on some things, there are a lot of things that need help with, and that is the cleanliness of the city. But that's not down to blaming the tourists. There's a lot of things that can be done from within that doesn't take from the tourist again. I mean, there, you know, all our prices have gone up over the last 2 or 3 years. And the tourist is already paying those. And our prices have gone up because the cost of business has gone up. And now we're putting this on top of them again. So I'm, you know, if I'm for it, no, I'm not overall. But I do understand the ethos behind it. I mean, if you could tell me, Michael, that you would ring fence for 250 street cleaners, I'm all in. But I don't think that's going to happen. So, you know, is it just money that goes into the coffers and just gets, you know, dissipated around? Then it's pointless. If you're going to tell me that it would cover 250 street cleaners, bring it on.
Michael,
a deal is close, eh? But no, I think you need to give people a sense of where their money's going, especially if it's a new charge.
I know,
tax.
We're terrible at ring fencing money in this country. Policymakers hate it.
I also hate ring fencing money for reasons I don't want to get too far into. But I do think you can tell people here's roughly what we're going to be spending it on. And street cleanliness has been, I think, particularly with the new chief executive we have in Dublin City, has been a real focus to just try and get those basics right. And like what you were saying there about you know, Dublin not necessarily living up to people's expectations, being a bit dirty and things. Sometimes you have to spend to invest to make something nicer. And I know that's frustrating because people pay a lot of tax already and feel they don't see a value for it sometimes. But, you know, the answer of refusing to take in more money to increase the spending is only going to be self-fulfilling. Do you know, it's only going to make things worse in that sense. So for me, like, I just think the thing tourists are probably looking for more than not spending an extra euro or two, what they're looking for is value. And if you can make Dublin City a nicer, better place to be, it'd be great to live there, but it'd also be better for tourists to come.
If Dublin City Council needs more money to hire or to invest in street cleaners, should you not be looking to the Exchequer rather than tourists?
Oh God, we'll do that too.
You know what I mean?
We have
too much money at the moment. The government are kind of setting up rainy day funds left, right and centre. They're setting so much money aside. I mean, whether it's kind of housing or health or anything, I'm always struck that the problem we have at the moment isn't a lack of money.
That's true nationally, but here's the thing, that in Ireland we're usually ranked down at the bottom with Belarus with local government powers, and we have virtually no powers in Europe. We're the weakest local government we have. And that translates into the funds we can raise. So we're not in a position a lot of the time to raise money without national government say so. Dublin City Council, pretty much every party agreed in the last term that we'd like to bring in a tax like this, but we don't have the legal ability to. So we're still waiting for the whim of a minister to decide whether or not we can. Mm. So you're right, there's a lot of money in Ireland in the private and public sector, but the way we've set up cities and the way we've set up councils, the reason I think why Dublin City can appear a bit shabby is because local government can't raise its own money, it can't really borrow, and everything it does is just essentially applying for grants to national government.
But Michael, sorry, it can raise its own money. We all pay rates as businesses. We pay rates.
That's true. Yeah.
And then
highly regulated by national
government. In Dublin City Centre, there's also the extra charge of bids.
Yes.
So I mean, there's plenty of money being paid in by the businesses in the area already into the council. Is what I'm saying to you.
I totally agree.
I just think, and I would fully agree with Ciarán here. I mean, surely this, like when you go to other cities that have this tax, they've got teams of street sweepers and cleaners that come out at 5 o'clock in the morning and that barrel through every street, like we've all seen them.
Exactly.
And leave the place spotless. But what I'm saying, why can't this come out of the coffers, out of the general taxes? Like, why does it have to be on the tourist? They're already paying our prices that have gone up through the increase in cost of business prices over the last couple of years. The tourist is already paying that. We've seen a drop in tourism numbers. Are you going to put an extra cost on the tourists? It really is. It's not looking after the long-term policy of the city. It really is.
But Gina, I don't. And would a tourist really be put off by a couple of euro when they check into the hotel?
But I mean, Ciarán, they're already put off. We've seen our numbers drop. Fáilte Ireland numbers are down. So the cost of coming to Ireland is already escalated. I mean, I even see it with myself in my own restaurant. Our prices have gone up and yet we're making the same margins, you know? So, and like, I'll give you an example. I had a pre-theatre menu pre-COVID. Our pre-theatre menu was $26.50. We're now at $39. and we're making the exact same margin. And that cost has gone across the board to the tourists, to the locals, to everybody. We're, and I mean the exact same margin. So that's how much the cost has gone up. This is why we're seeing a drop in tourism numbers, because the cost of coming here has gone up. And now you want to put an extra tax on them. There are other ways to fund this kind of thing. And it shouldn't have to be into a sector that's already, we're a sector that's crying out to bring the VAT down, to try and bring costs down. And you're taxing the tourist again. It just seems a little kilter with the thought process of we'll drop the VAT in the next budget to help you out, but we're going to tax the person who's coming to see you.
I think that's dead right. And the alternative that's open to councillors, because I've been through six budgets now in Dublin City Council, and the thing that always it comes back to, and you'll know this yourself from your own rates bill, is the council ends up doing what it can with the limited like ways it can raise money. And often it's a blunt instrument of just raising the rate of rates on all businesses across Dublin without any discrimination. And I think the difficulty there is that it just... it's that it goes after absolutely every business, and it makes your life harder as someone running in a, you know, traditionally restaurants would have had a fairly tight margins anyway, and it's making your life even harder. I think the advantage of having another tax like this, and we're not saying we're getting rid of rates and we're putting it all on tourists, but having different revenue streams means you can move it around based on how a sector is performing. At the moment, hotel prices have gone up. Part of that's probably their costs, but also they're more than 80% occupancy rate across Dublin City. So the hotel sector is probably doing substantially better than the rest of the hospitality sector. I think that's why the VAT campaign has sometimes struggled, because hotels are doing so well and would benefit from that tax cut as well. So I think it's a case of, like, if you have different tax streams, you don't have to just dump it all on every single business holder around Dublin.
You know, there's this concept that a luxury becomes a necessity and becomes an obligation. That's true of kind of measures like this as well, that you become absolutely dependent on it overnight as soon as it's introduced and somebody's texted in. And it just kind of speaks to it. It's 1% now, but in 3 years' time, it'll be 10%. Like, what do you say to those fears that people have? They probably can't think of an example of being introduced and it being reduced over time.
Well, fair enough. But
Social charge.
Well, there you go. Exactly. Yeah, I'd actually favour that sounds like a downside, but I think that's also the model in some ways. If you bring in a tax, and you're worried about the impacts it has, you bring it in low. You bring it at a low level, and you see, okay, is this putting people off? Is this changing things? And lots of places around Europe have kept it very low. Amsterdam found it wasn't putting off tourists; they didn't want to put off tourists, and they found that they were able to use that to cut costs for other businesses. In Amsterdam, it's now 12.5% of your hotel bill, which I think is a bit too high now, to be honest, by several magnitudes. But like, I think you should be ready to adjust the mechanism, of course. But like, you know, start low, see it doesn't have impact and go from there.
Well, listen, if it is introduced, the listeners to the Hard Shoulder have a suggestion: instead of 250 cleaners, and it's public toilets. That's what most people seem to be giving out about. Why would I pay a tourist tax when I go there? At least when I go to Verona or Lake Garda or other places in Europe, I pay my tourist tax and there are clean, usable public toilets 100%. That I can use. Where are they in Dublin? Wonders that listener. Good question. Michael, listen, thanks a million for joining us. Michael Pidgeon, Green Party councillor. Gina Murphy from Hugo's Restaurant. Actually, Gina, before I let you go, Tourist SOS, what is that?
Yes. Thank you for asking. It's a phenomenal service, actually, Ciarán. We are a completely free service available to international tourists to Ireland who find themselves the victims of either crime, petty crime, theft, loss of, you know, misplaced items, a car accident. I've left my bag on the bus. My passport was in it. Just mishaps. And basically, we have two offices. We have one in Pier Street Garda Station and we have one in O'Connell Street Garda Station. We have a full-time staff of 7, hopefully 8 now this year. And we are fully funded by the Department of Justice, Fáilte Ireland, and we also get some money from Dublin City Council, which is why I don't want to be seen to be talking out of both sides of my mouth here, lads. But and it's a phenomenal service. Last year, we looked after 2,111 tourists and got them back on track and on their holidays. And we liaise with the airlines, the embassies, the credit card companies, the insurance companies. We are a free, practical and compassionate service. And it really is, it's a wonderful thing. We're the only one in Europe.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we have rebranded as Tourist SOS last year, and we are now looking to for other European countries to actually take on the service as well and make it, you know, highly recognised.
We'll get you some of the hotel tax money.
Yeah, okay. a service none of us hope we ever need, but we'll be thankful it's there if you do need it. So Gina, listen, thanks a million for joining us. Gina Murphy from Tourist SOS and Hugo's Restaurant, Michael Pidgeon, Green Party councillor as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
You know where your business would be without you. Imagine where it could go with more of you. Well, with Wix, you can create a website with more of your vision, your voice, your expertise. Wix gives you the freedom to truly own your brand and do it on your own. With full customization and advanced AI tools that help turn your ideas into reality. Scale up without being held back by cookie-cutter solutions and grow your business into your online brand. Because without you, your business is just business as usual. Take control. Go to Wix.com.